came home and never police left the door. They said, I just wanted to let you know that your four-year-old went outside today. He saw his little friend outside playing and went to go see him. And instead of being able to play with him, his mom brought him into the house, called the police. They came over and they said, you know, everything's fine, nothing happened. We just wanted to let you know. And then the next week, they showed up at the door, ready to arrest me.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here with The New American. Welcome to another episode of Conversations That Matter. I am your host. We have two very special guests with us today. This is a story that it's like one of those that you really can't believe it's happening until you realize, oh my goodness, it really is happening. We have Melissa Henderson with us and her attorney, David DeLugas with Parents USA. Melissa was actually arrested in front of her children, and now she's being charged with a crime, facing up to a year in jail, not for burning down any city, not for looting anything, not for robbing anything, but for leaving her children at home under the care of her 14-year-old daughter. Yep, you heard me correctly. Melissa, thank you very much for joining us today. Give us the background. What happened in this story, and how did it end up with you being arrested in front of your kids?
Yeah, it's crazy. I went to work. The quarantine had just lifted. And so my job opened, but the schools and daycares had not. And so I made the choice to leave my younger children with my older children. And I've got five total, so I had three older children helping with over two younger. And went to work and came home, and there were police at the door. They said, I just wanted to let you know that your four-year-old went outside today. He saw his little friend outside playing and went to go see him. And instead of being able to play with him, his mom brought him into the house, called the police. They came over and they said, you know, everything's fine, nothing happened, we just wanted to let you know. And then the next week, they showed up at the door, ready to arrest me.
Wow, it's unbelievable. And now they are charging you with a criminal offense that you could spend up to a year in jail if convicted. Right. Why did they feel the need to charge you with a crime? Do you have any insight into that? I mean, you know, that sounds like pretty normal standard behavior all across the country, in fact, all around the world for all of human history. Why did they decide to charge you here?
That's what I still cannot figure out.
Well, I'd like to go over to David. David DeLugas is with Parents USA. They protect parental rights. They resist government intrusion and overreach into the family. David, give us a little bit on the legal side here. What in the world is going on with these criminal charges against a mom who did something that I think, frankly, is pretty normal for parents everywhere for all time?
Well, thank you, Alex. Particularly parents during a pandemic when their choices are limited. But that said, it's my opinion, and it's just an opinion, that this is another case of law enforcement saying, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to make you pay. Because in truth, a similar incident did happen with Melissa and her children in July of 2019. This incident was May of 2020. And in that other incident, very similarly, the eldest daughter was in charge with the other two older children and two younger children. And the young boy went outside, which frankly, even if he had said, hey, I'm going outside, is that okay? The answer should be yes. So the younger boy was outside in July of 2019, and the same sheriff's office told her, oh, that's just terrible. You're exposing your children to risk. Things could happen. And so here it is, May of 2020, the pandemic, similar incident. And as she points out, when they first showed up, it's like, oh, okay, we got a call. We felt obliged to respond. But a week later showed up with an arrest warrant and did arrest her. And I believe it, the genesis of that simply is, but we told you before, we warned you. One of the analogies I've used in the legal filings is, so you're saying that if a child goes out and rides their bike and falls off the bike, you should never let them ride their bike again. Or if your teenager gets a traffic citation, or if you do, you should never drive again, because my gosh, it happened before it could happen again, meaning something that was not criminal before happened again, and it's not criminal again this time either.
This is truly amazing, and I can see why this has sparked headlines, not just in the United States, but all over the world. Now, one of the angles that I want to talk about, I guess this is it seems to me to be a pretty common problem with the so-called criminal justice system. They'll bring up these outrageous charges, they'll threaten you with huge amounts of prison time, but then they'll say, oh, well, you could just have a plea deal, and then kind of you just do what we say, admit guilt, and you know, then we'll run your life. Did they offer you a plea here, Melissa? And what did you think about the offer? Did you take it or no?
No, they did offer me one. They offered me pretty much everything except for jail time. And of course, I'd have to admit guilt to this. And to me, I still have not done anything wrong to admit guilt. So I'd rather say, no, I'm not going to have a plea deal with you, and we can keep going, keep fighting this.
So do you guys have a trial coming up sometime, or what's the next step here?
Well, to give you the progress, she was arrested in May of 2020. A year later, almost a year later, in April of 2021, an accusation, which is the fancy term for an indictment if it's a misdemeanor, was issued against her, charging her with criminal reckless conduct. As her attorney, I filed an answer to that with a motion to dismiss it based on, check this out, Alex, a 1997 Georgia Supreme Court case in which a mother, very similar, left her young children in charge of a 12-year-old son as well. And in that case, the 5-year-old died. Now, there's no indication as to how, but the mother was gone and had left her children in charge with the 12-year-old in charge. The Supreme Court of Georgia ruled in 1997 that this law, reckless conduct, applied against a parent is unconstitutional because it doesn't give parents fair warning that you can't do this. And secondly, and maybe more importantly, the Georgia Supreme Court said it gives too much discretion to law enforcement to decide what's reckless and what's not. And we don't want to arm law enforcement with this unbridled power to decide what is and isn't reckless. So that was 1997. Now, even before she was arrested, Melissa knew about Parents USA, called our offices. I immediately researched this, found this case, sent a PDF of the case to the district attorney's office, to the sheriff, and to the magistrate court judge who'd signed the arrest warrant, and said, take a breath, don't arrest her. Look this over and think about it. They arrested her anyway. April 2021, she's the accusation issues. I file a motion to dismiss, basically a motion to quash the accusation. And a judge heard oral arguments and then asked for more briefing, writing of documents that he gets to read. And that was submitted in August and October of 2021. And we're waiting for his decision. If he quashes it, the case is over for her. If he doesn't, then I'm going to appeal his denial to the Georgia Supreme Court, basically with a wink and a nod of going, excuse me, justices, in 1997, a child died and you said, tragic though it may be, it's still an unconstitutional statute when applied to this situation. So that's where we are.
Wow. I want to zoom out now and talk a little bit about the big picture. David, you work nationally, helping parents, helping families. How big of a concern is this nationally, where government is coming in and making criminals out of parents for behavior that I think is pretty normal, pretty standard? Is this a growing problem? And how do people fight back? How do people do something about it?
Thanks for asking that question. It's very, very important. I think it was about 7 years ago, there was a couple in Silver Springs, Maryland, who had, and I'm using the word audacity sarcastically, to take their children to a park a mile from their home and let them play there alone with the instruction that they be home before dark. And while walking home, their children were confronted by a police officer who put them in the car, took them home, and reported the family to Child Protective Services, who found them guilty of child neglect.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that was the MeTivs, and we came in and helped out in that case. And on appeal, the Child Protective Services reversed their decision. Here's the dilemma. For parents, the worst thing you can do to a parent is call the parent a bad parent. The even worse is if you ever threaten or actually take the children away from the parent. So parents are vulnerable. They will succumb and give in to any kind of pressure by and large, because it's so horrifying. But the reality is, as a society, we have become so accepting of this notion that children have to be watched and guarded 24/7. You have monitors in their bedrooms and in their cribs everywhere, and you can't let them go outside and play unless you're standing in the street watching them ride their bikes up and down the street, lest somebody calls the police. Now, we're never going to stop people from calling the police because of behavior they see with which they don't agree. But what we can do and should do as a society is say, yeah, but it's not illegal. We can disagree about what's right or wrong, safe or unsafe within reason, but we should not criminalize it. And that's where we've gotten, and it needs to stop. And the only way to stop is for parents to have the courage, as Melissa has here, to say, no, I didn't commit a crime, and I'm willing to take the risk of going through trial and battling. And thankfully, she knew about Parents USA, contacted us, and we're happy to help. Now, we don't help in every situation because not every situation actually is a violation of the rights of parents, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's the only guide we have. We don't use our personal views. We use the U.S. Supreme Court. So U.S. Supreme Court says, as long as a parent who's fit is making a decision that does not cause their child actual harm, physical harm, or long-term emotional harm, that is a decision that the parent should make. Now, when parents disagree, those parents can battle and courts can intervene, but that's a different type of situation, so we don't get involved in the parent battles.
Yeah. Wow. How tragic. Before we let you guys go, Melissa, any final thoughts from you? Any words to mothers out there who may be watching? And also, how can people get involved to support you guys? What's the, you know, is there a website? How can people get involved if they're moved by this?
Well, final word. I mean, this really could happen to literally anybody. So, I mean, to any parent, any mom, grandparent, babysitter even. So I feel that this is a bigger deal than just me. I feel that, you know, I don't want everybody at home worried. Should I leave my child? Should I not? Is this babysitter old enough? Is grandma going to watch them the right way, or are the police going to be called? You know, I just don't feel that's fair to put that weight on every single working parent out there. So I am going to keep fighting for that reason, just to make sure that we can all sleep well at night and we know our children are not going to be, you know, traumatized by their mom or their dad being arrested for something to take care of them. So I do feel that we do have a strong reason to keep pushing, to make sure that this is taken care of correctly.
Yeah.
As for a GoFundMe, David has a GoFundMe that helps with the legal fees, I'm sorry. And I also have a GoFundMe my brother started, so that would help with living expenses and helping get through all this when I was not able to work.
Very good. Well, we'll put those down in the description. David, any final thoughts? How can people get involved? How can people find you on the internet?
ParentsUSA.org is our URL. Please go there. If somebody needs our assistance, we ask that you not call, but instead send an email to help, H-E-L-P, at parentsusa.org. If you don't trust GoFundMe for your donations, you can go to our website and make a donation online there. We appreciate the support because this is all about parents across the country. And it's also about what some have called plea coercion, where the state charges, as you said, Alex, and then expects or anticipates that people will succumb to the pressure. And again, thankfully, Melissa has the courage to resist. She did nothing wrong.
Very good. Well, yeah, I think if this gets in front of a jury, I think any group of common sense people will look at this and say, oh my goodness, this is insane. Well, thank you, Melissa, for standing up. Thank you, David, for standing up and fighting alongside of her. Thank you both for joining us today. And best of luck. Please keep us updated.
Thank you, Alex.
Very good. All right, folks, that was Melissa Henderson and David DeLugas of Parents USA. I'm Alex Newman, your host. Thanks for watching Conversation.